Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
In your final sports stories for the weekend, Belinda Bencic breezed past Linda Noskova 6-2, 6-3 to win the Pan Pacific Open title in the early hours of this morning, erasing all bitter memories of her straight sets defeat by Radwanska in the title clash of the same tournament 10 years ago.
I feel very welcome to play here in Japan. It's been very beautiful time for me throughout all my career, and I'm very honored to be a champion listed among all these legends who won this tournament before. So thank you.
Yep, this victory earned Bencic her 10th WTA title overall and second of the year following her Abu Dhabi crown in February. Meanwhile, on the men's side, Jannik Sinner beat Alex de Minaur 6-3, 6-4 to reach the Vienna Open final for the second time. This win helped Sinner extend his streak to 20 consecutive wins on indoor hard courts as he moved into his 8th final of the season. Alexander Zverev says he's looking forward to playing Sinner for the title in the final.
Yeah, I mean, obviously very difficult first round, and then found a little bit of confidence in my body and myself a little bit as well, and felt like today was a good match. Happy with the win and happy to be in the final playing against, yeah, it's going to be a great challenge. I'm looking forward to it, playing one of the two best players in the world, seeing where my level really is.
We move on over to live cricket action at the Women's World Cup. New Zealand women won the toss and elected to bat. New Zealand are currently on 140 for 5 after 30 overs bowled. Don't forget to match 28 of 28 between Bangladesh and India. It will commence at 11:30 SA time this morning. In football fixtures for your Super Sunday, Kaizer Chiefs will be going head-to-head with AS Sim by 3 p.m. in the second leg of their CAF Confederations Cup qualifiers, while Mamelodi Sundowns are also back in action for their second leg encounter with Remo Stars at the same time as Chiefs. However, they go into this game with a comfortable scoreline of 5-1 on aggregate. In the Premier League, you have a total of 5 games for your entertainment. Arsenal's encounter with Crystal Palace at 4 p.m. Now, that one carries extra significance, especially after Palace held Arsenal to a damaging 2-2 draw back in April, a result that pretty much gave Liverpool the title. Guardiola's men travel to Aston Villa, and coach Pep says he expects a tough test because Villa has beaten City in the past 2 seasons. Bournemouth take on Nottingham Forest, and Everton wrap up the day with Tottenham Hotspurs at 6:30 p.m. Now, that's all the time we have together this morning. Kolanjenga will give you all the updates on Breakfast with Martin Bester. Waraslangeni.